Madam Chair, members of the committee, I've distributed at your place a memorandum with the LFO recommended budget changes and the worksheet for your information. LFO is recommending technical adjustments in the agency budget to reduce it by a total of $103,384. Other funds for the rate reductions in the PERS employer contribution of 1.53%, the Department of Administrative Services Human Resource Assessment, Attorney General, Long Distance, and the Secretary of State Audit Assessment. The merchandising program, that is a total of $11,465 reduction. In the regulatory program, that's a total of $27,703. And in the support services program, that is a total of $64,216 for the total. And so I recommend those technical adjustments.
Representative Butler moves the technical adjustment recommended by LFO. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so approved.
The second technical adjustment is to increase and carry forward expenditure limitation a total of $1,532,304 other funds for delayed implementation of their information technology project. That is $336,927 for the contract termination due to non-performance of the contractor on the merchandising business system, $495,377 for vendor and project delays in enhancing the merchandising business system, and the unacceptable response to the request for proposals for the regulatory business system project at $700,000, and I recommend approval.
Discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just, it was my understanding that this is all a carryover. The technical adjustment here is a carryover, and that's as contrasted with the technical the retail modernization in package 103. That's in addition to and separate from.
That's correct.
Okay, I move technical adjustment number two.
Senator Duke. I just want to know that I'm not understanding this correctly. We're looking at the possibility of spending $337,000 because the contractor didn't perform correctly?
Madam Chair, Senator Duke, this is a project that is already underway, and they need the, this is the limitation that's in the current budget. They want to carry forward to this next biennium to hire a new contractor to finish the work.
I'm assuming under the old contract, when we hit non-performance and we pulled that option in the contract, that our payments to that contractor ceased, and we could then take that money and move it over to use with a new contractor.
Madam Chair, that's correct. That is just fine.
Okay.
With the exception, Madam Chair, if I may, with the exception that we continue to assist, I think, with some travel after the date that we ceased making payments on the contract. I think we had the folks come out to assist with some implementation of the modules that were up and running and that were supposed to be working, but we made no further payments. So we made no further payment on the contract, but we did assist with some travel.
So this is money that was in that original contract, and now it's being moved over to a secondary contract. I just want to make sure that we're not, I mean, I've watched contracts over the years. I want to make sure we're not spending any extra on this one.
Madam Chair, Senator, in this case, we are not spending any extra.
Okay, further discussion? Any objection to LFO's number two recommendation? Not? So moved.
Let me move on to the LFO recommendation on policy packages. The first package is a 090 reduction package in the merchandising business program to reduce services and supplies by $49,256, and LFO recommends approval of the governor's budget.
Any discussion on Representative Butler? So moved. Any discussion?
So moved.
The second reduction package is in the regulatory program, that's a reduction in services and supplies of $40,000, and LFO recommends approval.
Any discussion on package, the reduction in package 090? Any objections? No, so moved.
Package 201 is regulatory program enhancement to add 4 positions. These are two FTE office specialists to provide administrative support to the regulatory specialists in regional field offices at a cost of $153,129 and plus 2 FTE, and LFO recommends approval.
Any discussion? Policy package 201. Any objections? Not moved.
This is a third reduction package, only in the support services program. The governor is recommending a $185,000 reduction. LFO is recommending a $245,000 reduction. The agency, in lieu of the, this is in light of the 1% co-chair reduction in services and supplies, the agency identified $600,000 in excess limitation for their education programs, and I'm including that in the reduction package.
Now, you said 600,000.
I mean 60,000.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay. The services and supply reduction is moved by Representative Butler. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved.
Package 304 air information systems enhancements. This is to provide funding for 5 new technology upgrades and ongoing hardware and software maintenance. This is not the project that is being moved over. These are other information systems add-ons at $308,038, and LFO recommends approval.
Discussion? Representative Johnson.
I might be getting slightly ahead of myself, too, when I reach down into policy package 103, but these information technology improvements seem to me to be a huge cost compared to the number of agents there are, and if I recall the testimony, there are 236 agents. And at the amount of money that we're looking at in these two new information, in these two new technology packages, we could buy everybody a PC and still have money left over. And I just don't understand why the huge cost for technology.
Were these packages reviewed by Representative Howell's committee as well?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, OLCC did not appear before the committee. They had submitted information to Representative Hill, and these packages have been previously reviewed in the JLC IMT, or the plan had been reviewed as modules in the interim.
Representative Johnson, do you wish to have someone from the director respond to your concerns, or?
Oh, well, I'm not going to feel as though I can responsibly vote on the policy options without an explanation.
Okay, let's have someone come up.
Madam Chair, while I'm coming forward, may I just say that a portion of this deals with the ability to operate internally as opposed to later on you'll get into the retail modernization, and I think a portion of it is certainly backlog, that's the termination of the prior contract relative to the special system that we had a vendor and a master system. So
I still have problems, and forgive me, I come from a background that relied pretty heavily on computer technology to relieve inventory. I was in the aviation business, to credit pilot hours to their accounts. It did everything with one entry. And I didn't hear in the testimony that was offered during the agency overview any standardization here. It was simply going to be a credit to go out and buy whatever the agent felt like. And I wasn't sure how those would talk to each other, and I still don't understand why so much money and why so little standardization.
Can I answer one? Is there responding? I just want to know that this has gone through DAS as well. I mean, and that we're not looking at $10,000 web pages or something.
Good morning. Would you like to address both concerns? I think you heard Senator Dukes as well, to see if it went through DAS.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Pamela Erickson, Director of the Liquor Commission. With me is Joan Terry, the Support Services Administrator, and she can answer all of your questions regarding these technology packages.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Joan Terry, the Director of Administrative Services for the Commission. I'd like to answer Senator Dukes first, if that's okay, Madam Chair. And that is that we work very closely with Carl Meineke in developing our technology plan and in making decisions about how we're going to change technology each biennium. He is the analyst who is assigned to us from the Information Resource Management Division. And then, Madam Chair, if I may ask Representative Johnson to, I'm a little confused what your question is.
It's pretty simple, I think. In the testimony that we heard, I heard the agency talk about the need for technology, and we saw the very antiquated way that you are managing inventory right now and ordering. And I don't understand why it is that there is the lack of standardization in this package. It seemed to me that the agents could go out and buy whatever they wanted, and they were simply given an allocation to go buy a computer. I don't know how they're networked. I don't know why they're so expensive. $1,500,000 buys an awful lot of computers. And so I don't understand the lack of standardization. I don't understand the expense. I don't understand if this technology enhancement is going to solve the problems that we heard both from the agency in terms of your paperwork and the testimony that we heard from the agents in terms of their dissatisfaction with how some of the ordering processes went. What does $1,800,000 fix?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, in the package, the money that is given to each one of the agents, although it may appear that there is not standardization, the standardization actually occurs at the Liquor Commission side. All of the liquor agents were allowed to buy, if they chose to buy a point of sale system, to buy it on the open market. There are only certain requirements that we have, a certain protocol that they need to adhere to when they send in their orders and their inventories. So that piece of it went out to the marketplace, and they got the best deal that they could. The standardization occurs at the Liquor Commission side when we collect the data. We have a certain file format that they need to follow when they send in their inventories and their orders so that we can collect the information and then use it. The package money gives them an enhancement, if you will, to whatever system it is that they have, or the ability to buy a system, a PC and so forth, and to buy an internet service provider services so that they can transmit their sales, their orders, their inventories to the Liquor Commission. And again, we're going to set the file formats. It will be up to the agents working with independent contractors to make sure that the information is transmitted to the Liquor Commission in the format that we dictate. Does that help?
It helps. I still am not satisfied in toto with the information management work that the agency is doing. You've got a failed contract already, and now you've got the direction to your agents, go out and spend some money on a system. P.S., make sure that the files are acceptable to the agency. How much education and guidance have you given the agents to know what reporting format they should be developing? Because it seems to me you're going to have independent contractors redoing the software for each one of these guys, and you'll be reinventing the wheel 236 times.
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, we work very closely with the point-of-sale contractors. There really aren't that many of them that provide the service to the potential 236 liquor agents. And we work very closely with them to give them the proper format so that as they develop the system for the agent with the money that we're going to give the agent, that they'll be able to transmit the proper data back to us.
So only the point of sale folks are going to get this computer allocation.
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, in the package, the way that the money is laid out, I don't have the package right in front of me, but the way that the package is laid out is so that the money will be available to all agents in a distribution. so that they could all become electronic.
But with, I still don't understand where the guidance, the standardization comes from. It seems to me that you're just giving money to the agents and saying, best of luck to you in providing data back to us that meets a standardized format.
Representative Johnson, if I may clarify, we are buying a package system that has a series of modules, one for the warehouse, one for the retail system, so that this is essentially a prepackaged kind of program.
So each one of the 236 folks that are going to get a computer allocation will have a chance to buy your package?
They can buy a package, but it must be able to communicate with us. They can go out and buy a PC, but they have to buy the software that will allow them to hook up to our system.
And what guidance are you giving them, and what standardization help?
Part of this package pays for a contractor that will do all that. There is a great deal of work to be done to work with them.
So then they're not dealing with independent software vendors. They're going to be dealing with your contractor.
Well, probably both.
I'm glad to see Senator Dukes looks baffled, because the more you talk, the more baffled I am.
This sounds like one of the most expensive ways to do a project I've heard of in a long time. But I just always assume I must be dumb and wrong.
If you're dumb and wrong, I'm dumb and wrong right along with you.
There's some narrative that, if you want to refer to that, in this, the governor's budget manual, under program unit services, program unit support services on page 184, which begins, I think you're mostly discussing policy package 304, and on page 184 or in that manual, it gives us some narrative on that, if that helps.
Madam Chair, the questions that Representative Johnson is referring, asking are more in reference to package 103 on page 215.
That's correct,
yeah.
And that's under tab, program unit agent compensation.
Madam Chair, a question to Ms. Jordan. Have these two technology packages been through Representative Hill's committee?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, the department has not appeared before the committee. They have presented their information in writing to Representative Hill.
Thank you. You said that. I apologize.
Madam Chair.
Representative Butler.
I thought Representative Hill was going to make an appearance before this subcommittee. Is he not going to do that relative to his recommendations?
Madam Chair, Representative Butler again. Representative Hill has not asked that this agency be appear before his committee.
Okay.
And has asked for their information in writing and has reviewed that. He has made no indication that he wants to appear before the committee on this package. These packages are reviewed by the Department of Administrative Services, and the Information Resource Management Division works closely with the department to ensure that these are the most cost-effective ways to manage the objective of the agency. And
Madam Chair,
we can. If you have concerns about moving this package forward, you could recommend the package on schedule and ask them to bring the information to the Joint Legislative Information Management Technology Committee, which is the has been the recommendation of Representative Hill. On most of the budgets that he has questions about, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dukes.
The agency has in its book a well-laid-out multi-year technology plan, and if somebody can tell me that 304 is moving that forward, and they've already said it's been through DAS, I'm fine with 304. I don't know how to get fine with 103 until I understand. And it just seems to me that using local contractors for all of these different folks, and they're all going to use different local contractors, is unlikely to get you to a unified system. And if we're going to invest money now, it seems as though it ought to be in a unified system, or 5 years from now, some new legislature is going to be investing in a unified system because they're going to say that it's, we've moved beyond the individual systems that we have. And there's a piece of me that says, well, maybe if all we're saying is we need to get their information and it's coming to us in a system we can use, but if it's not coming in a centralized system, I think that we're going to be spending more time collating it than we need to. So I'm having trouble with 103. Like I said, if they can tell me it's 304 is going to deal with this plan that's in front of me and it's been passed staff, I'm probably fine with that one.
And we are on 304, so is there any further discussion on 304? Any objection?
Move 304.
Representative Butler moves policy adoption package 304. Mm-hmm. Any objection?
I'm going to go, not to be difficult, but as a no right now, because I don't understand how these tie together.
Okay. We'll go with a no with Senator, or Representative Johnson. And back to policy option 103, Representative Butler moves policy option 103 be unscheduled and have the,
could I... Before we do that, could I talk a little bit about this package?
Okay.
103. Thank you, Madam Chair. 103 is a package that reimburses liquor stores for the technology improvements that Representative Johnson raised some questions about. I recommended approving that with a 1% reduction equal to $15,000 to adjust the package by to $1,485,000. I believe Representative Butler had a recommendation that would also utilize some of the 4 cent sale per bottle increase for agents' compensation. And so I would defer to Representative Butler. Representative Butler, do you want to, before we pass this, Representative Hayden?
Madam Chair, I have no problem with the thrust of the policy option package. I'd be very happy to vote for it. I join Senator Dukes in being dumb about the technology. I don't understand the technology, and if it'll work, I'm willing to fund it. If it's not going to work, then I wouldn't want to fund it, but I have no problem with the package.
And I don't think it's a matter of dumb, is it? Not everybody wants to admit that we don't know all the technology related to this package as far as how it will work with the contracts, et cetera. And I think there is a lot of concern on the committee.
Madam Chair, I'm still struggling with email.
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Oh, I was hoping to be facetious when I said, you know, made that comment earlier. I think I'm smart enough to know that if you have 200 and some independent contractors working on that many different systems, that at some point it isn't all going to come together the way you'd like to think it should.
I think you're absolutely right. May I have Representative Butler discuss what his concerns are?
I'd feel better if we were telling them to all go buy a copy of Excel off the shelf. At least then they'd all be using, well, probably they'd be using different versions.
Madam Chair, my concern first with Package 103 was the elasticity, whether or not it's actually going to the net effect of an increase of 4 cents per actual bottle from the Oregon Liquor Control Commission would generate the increased revenues that we're talking about. The second issue is that I think that there's a great deal of resistance to exactly what we're talking about, and that is we say, okay, we're going to approve this, and then we'll further monitor all of the disbursements under this package. Some of you will receive bits and pieces and chunks. Others will receive nothing for the 4 cents per bottle increase. And the concern that I've got is that if we are going to approve 103, that 103, as opposed to just a retail system modernization, be utilized to go back in part to address the overall compensation packages in some sort of a fashion for the agents that presently have agency contracts with the state, that they will be they will be remunerated and enhanced and some sort of a base adjustment to the actual amounts that we are paying our liquor control agents for this state, those 236 folks, so that they have resources in their pockets relative to the 103 before we start to move forward with any kind of a retail system modernization, and that is the concern that we have.
Yes, and I'd forgotten that you are with group of one. Mm-hmm. So I will withdraw your earlier motion and let you make a motion now that will be open for discussion.
Well, thank you very much. This is a...
but we still want to address the technology concern that we have.
Oh, this is what Susie's doing. She's finding
your package.
The rest of the notes there. All right. This budget note, probably come down to the discussion here.
The discussion under the proposed budget note, is that correct?
Right. Okay. It proposed to accompany a motion to adjust the base rate of compensation for the agents by approximately 3% to be funded by the 4-cent markup on liquor sales. They requested to fund a technology package. The increase in the base rate would be a total of $310,751, or 0.06%. Which would bring the total up from the average rate currently at 8.54 to approximately 8.6%. That would be an increase. And it's my understanding that in the past, the agent's adjustment or the agent's compensation has been adjusted in large part by the ways and means allowing that compensation to be received by them and a percentage that the department is directed to go ahead and distribute. Adjustment is within the governor's recommended budget and therefore has no impact on the transfer to the general fund because it would come out of this package 103. So rather than having $1.5 million available for technology, assuming that we proceeded with it, you'd actually have a little over $1 million, and that would be unscheduled. The proposed budget note for the co-chair's approval will thus be the Oregon Liquor Control Commission will be directed to hire an independent contractor to undertake a review of the current payment schedule of the liquor agents. The review should include recommendations for updating the payment schedule to appropriately compensate agents in order to attract and retain qualified individuals as liquor agents and assure the agent's compensation is sufficient to provide, along with income from other products sold through the liquor store, the cost of doing business. The payment schedule should be balanced with funding the present retail system, assuring customers in both retail and rural and metropolitan areas, as well as tourists, that they have appropriate access to the distilled spirits in this state. The OLCC shall report the results of the review to the emergency board no later than July 2002. Now, it's my understanding that what that would do is that would allow for the charge of the 4 cents, but that the 4 cents be available for a combination, and it would be subject to being being scheduled through the Department of Administrative Service until we know that in fact there is an independent study. That an independent contractor undertake that review of the current payment schedule for our liquor agents.
Thank you. How much do we get out of 4 cents?
Madam Chair, Senator Duke, the agency has estimated that you would get $1.5 million, which is the total of their package. I also have to clarify that the agency proposed that to be a one-time markup on the liquor sales, and that if we adopt this increase in the base rate, that's continuing, and that would come out of future revenues as their current base does. So, but at
without
this time,
the continuation of the 4 cents.
Without the continuation of the 4 cents.
Can I ask why?
Why Is it not at the base?
$0.04. I assume people will become accustomed to $0.04 over the next 2 years. Why would you decrease it and take it out of your side?
Madam Chair, Senator Duke, the agency is continually looking at the price of liquor and what the market will bear, and is adjusting the prices in respect to that. And in this case, they've made an agreement with the industry on increasing the cost. Ms. Erickson can explain it better than I can.
No, I got the rest of it. Julia to the industry. It just seems to me, Madam Chair, that we're not. The next legislature is unlikely to reduce the compensation, but pulling away the funding source for it and continuing the compensation doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so I would be one that would say that a one-time increase. I mean, maybe somebody can convince me that the price of hard liquor is to the point now that 4 cents is going to put us over the top and we're going to start into decline, but I didn't see anything in the initial sort of increase that's going on and the type of hard liquor that people are buying today that made me think that 4 cents was going to do it. I understand that the industry is hesitant to have to increase their product. Don't blame them for that at all. But to give a pay increase and then 2 years from now pull out the money that was funding the pay increase doesn't make any sense to me. And then my other question is, I guess Representative Butler, since he's the one making this motion, is I'm a little perplexed. I have 1.5 over here on technology, and I have part of 1.5 over here under pay increase, and they both come out of the same 1.5, I think.
Yes.
So I'm just a little perplexed as to what's happening.
If you take a look at the spreadsheet that's attached to Representative Butler's budget notes and motion, it shows the package, the retail system modernization, which was at $1.5 million as recommended by the governor, with the reduction of $310,751 to fund the base increase for agents, and then that separated into a separate package.
Okay, so instead of 1.5, they'd be getting something less than that, 1.2 or something?
1.2, right.
For technology.
For technology. And
since we don't know exactly what we're doing with that money, I guess cutting it back won't hurt anything. Well, you don't know how many PCs they're going to get out of that. You don't know exactly how many contractors they're going to hire. You don't know where it's going.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I'd also recommend that because there are so many concerns from the subcommittee about this package, that a report from the Liquor Commission to the September or the nearest meeting to September of JLCINT be requested or required to expend those monies.
Let me say this, if I may, Madam Chair. I don't think any of us are in love with the $1.5 million. This 4 cents per bottle is not. I don't think if we're going to have that kind of an approach, I think that we need to stop and say what's the overall effect to the agency, what's the effect to our agents themselves that are responsible for the retail sales. And if we're going to go ahead with it, and again, I am not wed to the 4 cents per bottle, even on one time. And if I could be assured that it would absolutely go away, and that in fact, the $1.2 million was used for technology at the agent's level. Again, we saw the punch sheets, and the agents, I didn't hear any of the agents complain about the current method of inventory. We heard that it was an old method of doing it. But, you know, I mean, I think it was Demosthenes that was using black and white rocks, and that would still work today. If we're going to go ahead with the 4 cents, my request and the proposed budget note and the narrative that is here is that it be used in part to fund an actual base adjustment. And then, as you've indicated, Senator Dukes, well, wait a minute, if you go for a base adjustment and that base adjustment is perpetual, then that will reduce the amount of revenues that the state would receive in the future from the overall liquor operations as conducted by the OLCC. And I say, well, so be it at that particular point, because again, I am not so enamored by the 4 cents that it should continue on, that it should be in place in the first place, let alone continue on for any period of time beyond this current way.
Say, I've Representative Witt, and then I'll have you respond to everything.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I missed part of the public hearing on this budget, but I assume the reason we want to invest this $1.2 million roughly in technology is because it's going to lower the cost for the OLCC in terms of doing these functions. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any logic to investing these dollars. Is this reflected specifically in the requested appropriation for your budget?
Madam Chair, Representative Witt, there was no concurrent reduction. The major benefit that this is going to get for the state in terms of reduction is reduction in the state's investment in inventory. Right now, we don't have a method to account for bottle by bottle in our liquor stores. Once we are able to do that, we can keep our inventory at optimum levels. As you probably know, the way that a retail and wholesale operation saves money these days is managing the supply chain. And we have managed to save significant amounts of money in managing our warehouse. But we now need to move to our retail location so that we can manage the state's inventory out there. We have a substantial investment in inventory in the state's dollars out there in those stores, and we need to keep that at the right level. But without an automated system that allows us to manage that and manage it based on sales and sales performance, we just can't do that. And that's the major benefit. We are buying a system. We are buying a system that's going to bring us that benefit. And it needs to be installed in all of the stores for us to maintain an optimum level for our inventory.
Madam Chair, if I can follow up. I appreciate all of that. That makes perfect sense to me. But it also would seem to me that there would be some kind of savings that would be captured in your budget that you can identify once the system is up and operative. And it sounds to me you haven't shown us what that savings would be. In terms of your ability to manage your inventory. So, I mean, what is the actual financial savings?
Representative Witt, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but clearly the kinds of savings that you get from a system like this are being able to use scanners instead of, three-part paper. Using scanning and electronic technology to do ordering rather than getting those papers and that kind of thing. We have not done what you're talking about. We haven't gone through our individual employee activity and identified the specific savings there.
Madam Chair, follow up.
Yes, sir.
Should this lead to some decline in FTE than otherwise what you would need? Would it lead to a decline in terms of your inventory costs or the cost of flooring and supporting that inventory? It seems to me it should. I mean, the reason businesses adopt new technologies is because of the savings that are inherent in the technologies once they're deployed.
Representative Witt, it's possible we'll have a smaller FTE need. Our goal is to handle increased sale without any increase in FTE. We've had increased sales since about 1995, and we've been able to handle that without any increase in staff. And it may be that we can decrease our staff needs. We do have a very lean operation, particularly for our merchandising efforts. We have one manager per 60 stores, and in a lot of franchise operations, it's one district manager for 20, 40 stores. So we run a pretty lean operation.
Stand at ease for a moment.